In Minnesota last night, Minnie Minoso became the first person to play professional baseball in seven different decades. The 77-year-old went to bat as a designated hitter for the minor league St. Paul Saints and took a walk. It was part of their annual Negro Leagues tribute. Minoso made a similar cameo appearance for the Saints in 1993 and for the Chicago White Sox in 1980 and 76. He was with the Sox in 1964 when he retired from the majors. Before helping to desegregate baseball in 1948, Minoso spent several seasons in the Negro Leagues. Commentator Kelly Kendell's mom also played pro baseball back in the 1940s. He based the story for the movie A League of Their Own on her life.
In the summer of 1963, my hometown, Lompoc, California, held a Powder Puff baseball game. It was an idea conjured up by the men who ran the Little League. The mothers of the kids would take the field for a few innings, while the spectators would enjoy a few laughs. When my father told Mom about the Powder Puff game at dinner, she scoffed. "Powder Puff," she shot back. "That's something you put powder on your face with." In the days leading up to the game, I fantasized that she would hit one out of the park. Powder Puff that, leaving the men slack-jawed and ashamed. That morning, my mom rummaged through an old trunk in the garage. She dug out a worn, dark brown glove and slipped it snugly onto her hand. Then she said, "Find me the heaviest bat you have." I searched in my closet for something I thought she would like. There it was, a Roger Maris autograph model 32 inches long, with a barrel as thick as a caveman's club. Mom picked it up and balanced it in her hands. She nodded and said, "Maybe there's a couple of hits in this one." At the park, Mom stepped on second base on her way to center field, a superstitious ritual, she informed me later, that she always followed. In the first inning, she caught the third out. She glided gracefully backwards and watched the ball fall gently into her glove, like the professional she was. Then, her first time at bat, a powerful swing sent the second pitch screaming over the third baseman's head. "Way to go, Mom," I shouted, as she stood on second base with a double. I looked at the people in the stands, and their faces indicated that they now knew what I knew. Men crossed their arms and gestured to each other as if to say, "Did you see that?" The next inning she laid down a perfect drag bunt, moving towards first base before she even touched the ball gently towards third. After the game I retrieved her bat and told her, "Good job." She smiled, touched my head, and said, "Thanks. I didn't feel half bad out there." My perception of my mom changed forever when she stepped to the plate that day. I discovered that the center of the baseball field was one of the places where she was most content. That evening after the game, I looked through some of her old photos. I found one of her running to first base in 1945. The folds of her uniform skirt flew backwards like the fins of an old Cadillac. She told me that when she played, she got a special thrill out of challenging outfielders by trying to stretch singles into doubles. Years later, after my mom died of breast cancer, I did some research into her professional baseball career. One 1944 headline read, "It's Powder Puff Baseball in opener today." She had seen all of this before. The condescension, women's baseball as spectacle, the effort that it took to make people sit up and take notice, to believe. I've been watching the major leaguers for many years now, but I've never seen anyone with a better drag bunt than my mom.
The comments of Kelly Kendell, who's writing a book about his mother's years in professional baseball. This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards.